I'm joined this morning by Richard Clark. Richard, of course, an internationally known national security expert who served in the White House for four U.S. presidents as America's first cyber czar and his first counterterrorism. Clark was President George W. Bush's national crisis manager on September 11th, 2001. He also lectures at the JFK School of Government at Harvard University, and he joins us this morning. He's got a new book out called Artificial Intelligentsia, and he joins us this morning from Arlington, Virginia. Mr. Clark, good morning. Welcome, Richard.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be with you.
Nice to have you with us, and I want to talk to you because obviously there's a lot of things going on in this world. You look back at 9/11. You were there with President George W. Bush at 9/11, and our security was breached in this country, obviously, by being attacked. Do you sense that we are safer in the last 20 years than 9/11? How far have we come to make this country and people safer?
Well, I think we always close the door after the barn door after the horse escapes. So we're a lot safer from that kind of attack. And also, we've done a great deal to destroy terrorist organizations. So we probably aren't going to see something like that again, but we might see a Russian cyber attack that could knock out pipelines or turn off electric power and hurt our economy. Russia might do that in retaliation from our economic sanctions on Russia and our supplying military equipment to Ukraine.
There was so much talk about Russia being involved with our elections in 2016 and 2020. Do you think they had any influence, any power over our national elections here in this country?
Oh, in 2016, they clearly did. They pumped up the green candidate in some states. They told African Americans in other states not to vote. Of course, no one knew they were Russian. They were pretending to be American. But I think they did a lot to suppress the black vote. And I think they did a lot to persuade Democrats, very liberal Democrats, to vote green.
Do you sense, Richard, that the greatest threat to this country is either terrorism, although we've come a long way since 9/11, as you say, or do we have to worry more about, say, cybersecurity?
I think it's cybersecurity. And that's why I wrote the book, Artificial Intelligentsia. It's a novel. It's a thriller. It's a mystery. But it's also about the new technology that's emerging that will have such a huge effect on our life. Artificial intelligence, quantum computing, it's just right around the corner, and we're not talking about it enough.
Yeah, we're more controlled by computers than we think we are, right?
Yeah, and who controls the computers? I mean, that's the point. We have a surveillance society now. There are cameras everywhere. People can track your cell phones everywhere. And in the book, a low-level Chinese detective gets caught up in a mystery, a murder mystery, and discovers that there's a whole network of artificial intelligence programs running lots of things that they shouldn't be.
You know, you mentioned the book Artificial Intelligentsia. It's a fascinating book, and I could see it as a major motion picture somewhere down the line. I would imagine maybe that is some of your thoughts as well, but it seems to be one of those great thrillers that people will really, really enjoy. I wanted to ask you, you talk about the technology that we have, and we all love the new bells and whistles. We all are excited to get the new phone, but as you say, everything is tracking us. Everything's on video. Everything is through cameras now, and you talk about cybersecurity, and you talk about whether that's a good thing or not as far as we're being tracked everywhere we go. Do you sense that even though technology is becoming greater and we're embracing it as a country and as a culture, is that the downside of technology, that we're being tracked every move that we see everywhere we go, everybody is on a camera somewhere? Is that the downside of it?
Well, it's a downside if you're in China or Russia or some repressive government. China's really mastered it. They know where everybody is at all times and who they're with. So if it's a bad government that takes advantage of it, yeah, it's a very much a downside.
Yeah.
So far, we've kind of been able to restrain the government in the United States from infringing on our privacy rights, but our privacy rights are getting pretty frayed.
Richard Clark joins us this morning. His new book is called Artificial Intelligentsia. He joins us for a couple of more moments here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I wanted to ask you, when you talk about terrorism and cybersecurity, and you talk about the worldwide situation in Ukraine, where do you sense Vladimir Putin's endgame is on this Ukraine situation? And have we done enough? I know we've had billions and billions of dollars of aid to the people in Ukraine and to the government of Ukraine. Where do you see this ending if it does end? It seems like, you know, it's getting farther back in the news cycle. It's still happening, but we don't seem to be as affected, or it doesn't seem to be that we're as affected. Where do you see the end game of Vladimir Putin going here?
I think Vladimir Putin is kind of lost it, and he has decided at any price he's going to win this war. He's going to conquer all of Ukraine. He's going to merge it back into Russia and recreate the Soviet Union. If it takes forever, and if it takes, you know, billions of dollars and tens of thousands of Russian dead, and if it takes destroying all of Ukraine, his game plan, the way he's going, is he'll level Ukraine, and then he'll reincorporate it. But it'll be a Pyrrhic victory, because he'll have destroyed the whole country at the way he's going.
What about the people? Will they have anything to come back to? Probably not.
No, it's going to take hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild the country. But if Ukraine can win, if they can throw the Russians out, there are hundreds of billions of dollars in seized Russian assets that the United States has. And we ought to give that to Ukraine to rebuild when the war is over.
Yeah, it seems like David and Goliath. Can Ukraine really win?
Yeah, it's possible. We don't know when the Russian army will snap, when they'll stop having a will to fight, when they'll run out of ammunition. They're already using very old equipment, because their new equipment was all burned up by the Ukrainians.
Right.
And we know that there are Russian units that are defecting, Russian units where people are refusing to fight. So in this kind of war, you never know when someone is going to snap and fail, whether it's the Ukraine side or the Russian side. And so for now, the long slog goes on. Our hope is that we can keep it contained over there and not have it come here in the way of a cyber war.
And if you were advising President Joe Biden today, what would you say? I mean, have we done enough? Can we do more? Should we do more?
He's done a good job on this as compared to the Afghan withdrawal that they kind of botched. He's done a good job on this. The problem is getting that aid there fast enough. Congress has appropriated enough money to help Ukraine, but getting it across the line, getting it to the troops in the field, that's been a problem.
All right. Richard Clark joining us this morning. His new book is called Artificial Intelligentsia. It's out now. Newly released thriller. Richard Clark, internationally known national security expert who served in the White House for four U.S. presidents, joining us this morning here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. Mr. Clark, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your time, and thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.